Welcome to this Friday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Today we'll open the Money Life mailbag and invite Chuck to answer your questions. But Chuck, before we get there, we have a special event coming up in just a few days, and let us know a little bit more about it.
Well, Dave, we have been invited to be the guest of WMBW, our dear friends there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to be a part of a town hall meeting, which will be on August 19th from 4 to 6. And we're very much looking forward to it. Howard Dayton's going to go with me, and so the two of us are going to be there live and in person.
Explain what's going to go on at the event.
Well, it's an opportunity for our longtime listeners to come out and say hello, but also to be able to ask questions, and then their questions will be broadcast over the air live. So it's just a little bit of a different twist where we get to sit in front of the people who are asking us what's on their mind.
That's great. Well, for more information, if you live in the Chattanooga area, if you want to make your way over there on the 19th, call WMBW. Their local number is 423-629-8900. That's 423-629-8900. Or if you are outside of that area code, you can call toll-free at 800-621-9629. That's 800-621-9629.
And by the way, Dave, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's great to be back, and we had a great time. Went up to Washington, D.C. with my son, Michael, and we saw every imaginable Smithsonian building that you could see in 4 days, and just had a great time.
Yeah, and you said it was very affordable.
It was. Actually, that's, you know, other than having to get there, unless you live there, and the hotel to stay in, all the events we went to are free. So all the Smithsonian buildings, the museums, and the Library of Congress, and everything else is free to get into. And it is an amazing place to go and learn and just enjoy some time learning about our country and seeing some amazing things.
Well, it's great to have you back, Dave.
Well, thanks. And Chuck, since we're talking about families, you've had a temporary new addition to your family, and she came last week.
Yes, and as we talked about before, that we have an exchange student, a foreign exchange student from Vietnam. She is 15 years old. In fact, her birthday was on the flight over here when she turned 15, and her name is T, and it's spelled T-H-Y, and she is an absolute delight, and it has already changed our home completely since it's all boys around the house. To have this wonderful, gentle, polite young girl in our home has just been great.
Well, Chuck, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be answering your questions. This is Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley, and we are going to be answering your questions today. And Chuck, we'll start with a question that I think a lot of people, whether they have a little or a lot invested into some kind of a retirement program, I'm sure there are many of our listeners who have this question. This comes from a listener in Red Bluff, California, and he writes, I'm looking for safe places to put about $200,000 I now have in a money market account. I'm looking to purchase silver and some gold. I just ran across e-gold and e-bullion services that sound interesting. Do you know anything about these, and do you have any suggestions for their use?
Well, it's a great question by Bill, because he's probably asked the question that so many people want to know.
Sure.
Where's the safe place to put the money? In fact, Dave, we're in an environment right now that many people are scratching their head and saying, really, where should we go with our money? What should we do with it? And there's a large variety of opinions out there, but I want to stick to exactly what Bill was asking us, because he's going with the trend of where most of the market goes. When there's fear over the stability of our currency, in other words, as the U.S. dollar has been soft and weakening, many people flee into something they feel more secure in, and that is into gold or silver, or what's called precious metals. And it's, if you look at the history of gold, that's exactly what typically drives the price of gold up. When people feel insecure about their currency, they move to gold. Well, guess what happens when they start feeling more secure about their currency?
They sell the gold.
Yeah, the gold starts going down fast. In
sure.
fact, I just looked it up, and today, this very day, the price of gold has fallen from $896 an ounce to... it's right now about $881 an ounce. So that's been a pretty tough day for the price of gold. Actually, the posting right now as I'm looking on the web is $878 an ounce. That's not a real safe place. I mean, suddenly gold is going south. And we've talked about investing in metals here before. We don't give specific investment advice, but two interesting stories about this. One is that we learned that when people are fearful, they run to gold, and when they feel better than consumer confidence return, they get out of gold. So it's highly speculative. The other thing we know about gold is that 70% of it is used in jewelry. So when the economy gets tough, jewelry sales aren't going to be growing. So there's some downward pressure on it as the economy gets soft as well. So you've got two almost conflicting things that affect the price. So it's very difficult to figure out which direction gold's going to go. So I don't consider it a safe investment. We also just, there was a major news story about a guy who found out in Amarillo, Texas, of all places, 300 silver dollars that were in mint condition, dated back to 1887. So these coins are 121 years old. They've been buried. Somebody decided, you know, they were looking for a safe place to put their coins.
Wow.
And they buried them in the ground. They were just dug up, discovered. They have no idea how they got there, where they came from. They've been there a long time. Do you know how much they're worth today, these mint condition silver coins? Take a guess, Dave. Per coin. It's a $1 silver coin.
$100.
About $20 to $30.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the point of the story. Are you disappointed because you think you find buried treasure? They went from $300 in value to only about $9,000 maximum value in 121 years. That's a very low rate of return. Hmm. So I wouldn't say that's where I would recommend that you go if you're looking for a safe place to put your money. So let's talk about three biblical principles that I think apply to this question. Principle number one is in Ecclesiastes 11:2, the Lord said, "Give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land." In other words, diversify. So if I've got $200,000, as Bill said he had, and I want to put it in a safe place, it's still wise to diversify. Financial planners say if you're going to go into precious metals, never more than 5 or 10% of your portfolio in gold or silver. And I'm not sure I would even do that much. That's just my personal opinion about that. But diversify. So take those dollars and put them in other places. The second biblical principle is from Proverbs 27:23. Be sure you know the conditions of your flocks. Okay, that's the principle of only invest in what you know. Now, if you don't know anything about gold, don't assume because a lot of people are buying it that it's a safe thing to do. And I would say that unless you understand some basics about it, I would stay out. I know Ann and I were given a gold coin as a gift years ago. And it stayed the same price for, it seemed like forever and ever, because I thought at some point we might want to sell it. And just as, you know, I'm sure the day I sell it, it's probably going to turn out to be the worst day to sell it. So we just keep hanging on to it. And because we don't really understand the gold market. So we're just holding for a long period of time. And then the third principle is that you have to give careful attention to what you're investing in. And most of us want to park our investments and assume that you know, we can just go away and not look at them. But we learned just recently from one of the things that Sir John Templeton said, is that every 5 years you need to relook at what you're doing. So I would say if you're looking at a place to put your money, be very vigilant about what's happening in that market. Be willing to keep up with it. Find a great place to diversify. Know what you're getting into. And then pay attention to what it's doing.
You know, Chuck, you just mentioned that it's not wise to just park an investment and let it cook along. If you're new to the investment world and you don't know how to keep track of all of your investments and not let them just sit there, what do you recommend?
Well, I think going to a professional financial advisor is always a great idea. And to get somebody who is an expert, who understands diversification, who has your best interest at heart, and also who is willing to pay very close attention to what they're doing. You know, and sometimes you don't have those people in your life. There's a wonderful story I've heard about a pastor that he went to his son. His son was a very good investor, and he was proud of what his son had been able to do. And he said, "I've got a little bit of money saved up. I want to make an investment." And his son said, "Dad, I don't recommend you put it, you know, anywhere that you don't understand, but we're buying a little lot up in a place in the mountains, and why don't you buy the lot next to us? And it's not going to cost a lot of money. We're going to build a house next door to it." Well, his dad did. And sure enough, some years later, somebody came along and wanted to buy that lot. And it turned out he made almost $1 million on this little bitty $20,000 lot that he had purchased. And his father was very wise, and he said to his son, "Wow, you know, that's pretty remarkable. You're good at this." And he said, "What else do you recommend I do?" And he said, "Well, there's a certain company that I'm real fond of that I think is going to go someplace. I recommend you put quite a bit of that profit into this company." And it parlayed into truly millions of dollars. And he had no idea what he was doing, but he knew he could trust his son to give him good advice.
Chuck, I love those kind of stories. And when we come back, we're going to answer a couple more questions from our listeners. You are listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we've had a consistent theme through our questions today, a lot of about investing. People are very concerned about the safety of their money and the place to get the best return.
Well, in fact, Dave, I should go back to that previous question, because what Bill from California asked was, where's a safe place to put my money? And he was going down the path towards gold. But because so many people are probably thinking that very same thing, I think it's a good time to just keep your money in a CD or a money market account, earning the highest possible interest on the longest term on a CD in a bank that you know and can trust, and it's in a good spot, and to keep it under the FDIC limit of $100,000 per bank. I think that's the safest thing to do if you're concerned about losing money, and if you're late in life where you can't put it at risk, that's the safest thing to do with it.
Well, Chuck, is there any investment that has no risk?
Well, you know, all investments have risk, every single one, because there's no reward without taking a risk. And so you have to determine how you define safe. And define safe for me, and then you can define how much risk you're willing to take. And that's really the trick of being a good investor is, do I want to lose the money, Or do I want to put it in a place where I earn a reasonable amount of return without very much exposure on the downside?
Hmm. Is there a ratio or kind of a rule of thumb about what kind of breakdown you should have in your investment portfolio?
Oh, absolutely. And it all depends upon your age or the stage of life that you're in. And, of course, the younger you are, the more risk that you're able to take because you have time to recover, because investments should pay dividends over a long period of time. You should analyze them on short cycles. You should stay vigilant on very short terms, as we talked about earlier. But you need to be in an investment mode for a long, long period of time. And if you're late in life, you need to minimize the amount of risk that you take. And that's what the planners will set up for you based upon the stage of life as well as the amount of capital that you have to put at risk.
Chuck, are there some resources that we have at Crown.org that can give people some information about investments?
Well, absolutely, Dave. At Crown.org, under our articles, the tab called Articles, you'll find many, many articles that have been written on investing. They're just wonderful, and they're worth your time to go and get informed on what kind of investor you are and what kind of investments you need to be thinking about at this stage in life.
Good. And that's crown.org, and looking for the
articles section.
Articles tab.
They're all free, Dave.
Our next question comes from Woburn, Massachusetts, and it's another investment question. And she writes, my husband accumulated about $6,000 through his previous employer's retirement plan. We're both in our mid-20s. We don't need the money at this point in our lives, and we don't want to withdraw it and have to pay taxes on it. Should my husband roll this money over into his current employer's retirement plan, or should we roll the money over into an IRA? If we go with an IRA, which type of IRA would be best for us?
Well, Amanda, I want to comment on two things before I answer your question. First of all, you're in your mid-20s and you've already saved $6,000. You are so far ahead of the curve. But I'm most encouraged by what you said before you asked your question. You said, we don't need the money at this point in your life. That's just terrific, because that mindset is what's going to enable you to save more and more and more money. So you're well on your way. You're asking a very wise question, and it's encouraging to hear you do so. Now, let's talk about your IRA specifically. There's some pros and cons, and you're going to need to really do some math here. Because you have options with the $6,000, if you put it into your husband's employer's retirement plan, that account is probably going to be restricted by what you can invest it in. So you're going to have fewer choices and more restrictions. However, it depends on how much the employer will match the future deposits into that account. If it's very healthy, then it's probably a great choice to continue to use that account and to put your resources there. If there's not a good matching plan, then you probably should go outside and put it in a traditional IRA, because you've got much more flexibility and a lot greater options. Now, you cannot move the money from the employer's retirement plan into a Roth without some tax and penalty implications, so you'd need some professional advice before you tried that. But I would recommend setting up a traditional IRA if the employer doesn't have a good matching plan. And if you're going to just start from scratch in future savings, the Roth is probably your very best option.
Chuck, our next question is an interesting one. She writes, my daughter lives at home and has to drive about 35 minutes to school every day. She needs a different car, and I'm wondering if she can take $5,000 out of her 529 college plan to pay for it. My accountant says it's legal because she's living at home, but I'm still not sure it's right. I'm a young Christian and I want to live by God's word, so I'd like to know your opinion.
Well, Don, thanks for writing us and asking us for our opinion, and also for your statement that you want to live by God's word. That's so encouraging to me, because there's a big difference between knowing God's word and really wanting to apply it. So the first thing you need to do, because there are differences in every single 529 plan, is just to check with the administrator of your plan and see if it's legal. And if they allow for transportation costs to be covered for your college expense, then there shouldn't be any problem at all to go ahead and buy the car. But could I just make another observation here? Taking that $5,000 that you've saved and set aside to buy a car is probably not the best use of that money, because if you put the $5,000 into the car, you're actually investing in a liability that's going to lose its value. If you figure out some other way for transportation and put the $5,000 into her education, it's going to become an asset that pays far greater dividends than getting a different car.
Chuck, our next question comes from Ohio, and it says, my husband and I are trying to follow the Crown money map, and we have the first step done. We've paid off our credit card debt, and now we're working towards saving 1 month's living expenses. I'll be starting a new teaching job in the fall, and we'd like to use the majority of my salary to pay off my student loans, which are a combined total of $30,000 at 6.8% interest. We also owe around $900 on my car loan, and we are hoping to build or buy a house within about a year. But we just don't know if that's reasonable. What do you think?
Well, Tricia, it's a great question, and there's a lot of components to what you've asked, and I think when we come back, we ought to go into that in some detail. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money Package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money Package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley, and we are answering your questions today.
Well, Trish from Ohio asked us a really great question, one that encouraged me because she said that she's following the Crown money map with her husband, and they've already completed Destination 1, which is to save $1,000, and now they're working on paying off their credit card debt and working towards saving at least 1 month's living expenses, and I congratulate you. You know, Tricia, that's what the money map is there for, to know what steps you need to take and the progress you need to make as you look to the future. And you're doing a great job. But you've written to us to ask, what should you do next? And I would hone in on something in your question a little bit differently. You said you owe $900 on your car loan, and that's the first thing I would do would be you pay it off. Now you're going to free up whatever amount of money it was that you were applying to that month after month after month, and you can turn right around and apply that towards your $30,000 student loan. And by the way, at 6.8%, that's a pretty significant interest rate. And I would make that my first priority. You said you're getting a new teacher's income, a teacher's salary this fall as you start your job. And so I would apply what I used to pay on my car loan towards that student loan debt and all the extra income from your salary to pay off the $30,000 first. And at the same time, I would start a savings account. And then once you get past the 3 month mark, then start saving for your major purchase of a home. And you need to have about 20% saved for a down payment before you even consider buying a home. And I would eliminate the idea of building a house. I'd think about buying a house and getting a good deal on it. You know, Tricia and her husband are following the Crown money map. And some years ago when we introduced that, we did it for a very specific purpose. And it was for those of you who are listening who want a simple, step-by-step, easy-to-follow process to stay on track. You know, sometimes we just need to know how to put the next foot in front of the other. And there are many of you who maybe are a lot further down the road, but you still don't know what's the next step, or you're dealing with people in your life who are hurting right now. I can't encourage you enough to go online and order a supply of money maps. You can buy them in packs of 10, and you can actually have a Bible study around this tool. You can invite people in your home or your neighborhood. You can go through the scriptures, explain to them in a very practical way how to apply God's word to their financial situation. It has helped so many people move forward and to stay on track. I think that's why God gave this tool to us, so that you could get on the road to true financial freedom.
Well, thanks, Chuck. Well, if you'd like to ask Chuck a question, you can send your questions to chuckbentley@crown.org. That's chuckbentley@crown.org. Now, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, you can always hear it again by going to crown.org and listening online. Well, until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.